Hello, brothers and sisters. I'm Sister Ann Shields, and welcome once more to Food for the Journey. The O Antiphon for today is this: O rising dawn, splendor of eternal light and sun of justice, come and illuminate those who sit in darkness and the shadow of death. Come, come and deliver, come and illuminate those who sit in darkness and the shadow of death. Let's pray for all our loved ones today, that they might know the saving grace of Jesus Christ. Take a look now at the first reading for today. It is taken from the Song of Songs. You know, this is a reflection. The beautiful Song of Songs is a reflection of love between the lover and the beloved. And it is God's incredible love for us that he should become flesh to save us. We couldn't seem to do it with the prophets. We listened to them for a time, and then we fell away again and again and again. And so he came. He himself came to save us. Hear in kindness, O Lord, the prayers of your people, that those who rejoice at the coming of your only begotten Son in our flesh may, when at last he comes in glory, gain the reward of eternal life. You know, I've often said this on the program, we are going to live forever. The question is where? I want to live eternal life with all of you, and I hope you do with me. So let's receive, let's open our hearts, let's, as we have never opened them before, to the mercy of God this Christmas, that God would come in the flesh to show us his love, to reveal his love, to teach us, and then to die for us, to break the bonds of sin and death eternally. You couldn't be loved more than that. Draw near to him. Please draw near to him. Don't celebrate this Christmas as a secular. You are a disciple of Jesus Christ. Let your life show that. Have fun, open presents, do all the Christmas traditions that you've established in your family. Do all of those. They're warm, they're fun. It's time for family and closeness. But above all, it's time to welcome Jesus Christ into the center of your heart and into the center of your family, into the center of your loved ones, into the center of your workplace, but most of all, into the center of your own heart. Welcome him. Receive him. Tell him all through the Christmas, all through the week between Christmas and New Year's especially, tell him, welcome, you are welcome here. Say it over and over again. You are welcome, Lord Jesus Christ. You are welcome in my life. You are my Savior. I need you as my Savior. I need you to redeem me from the bonds of death. You pray that way, and God will visit you. The first reading today from the Song of Songs, chapter 2, verses 8 to 14. Hark, my lover, here he comes, springing across the mountains, leaping across the hills. My lover is like a gazelle or a young stag. Here he stands behind our wall, gazing through the windows, peering through the lattices. My lover speaks. He says to me, arise, my beloved, my dove, my beautiful one, and come. For see, the winter is past, the rains are over and gone, the flowers appear on the earth. When Christ comes, he brings life. When he became flesh and lived and died for us, everything flourished on the face of the earth. We came to life. We were no longer bound in sin and death. The chains had been broken for us by his birth, by his death on the cross. And so we rejoice. The flowers appear on the earth. The time of pruning the vines has come. The song of the dove is heard in our land. The fig tree puts forth its figs. The vines in bloom give forth fragrance. Arise, my beloved, my beautiful one, and come. That's how God calls us. He calls us because he sees the beauty of our soul if it's open to him, if we love him, if we do penance for our sins. Our hearts become lighter and lighter and brighter and brighter. And we live in the warmth and the comfort and the nourishment of that life. That's what God has for us. Oh, my dove, in the clefts of the rock, in the secret recesses of the cliff, let me see you, let me hear your voice. for your voice is sweet and you are lovely. Do it as men, do it as women, do it however you think best. Welcome Christ into your life. Please, right here, December the 21st, welcome him, because his mercy and his love are lavish upon us. And the second reading is, again, taken from the Psalms, Psalm 33. Exalt you just in the Lord. Sing to him a new song. Give thanks to the Lord on the harp. With the 10-string lyre, chant his praises. Sing to him a new song. Pluck the strings skillfully with shouts of gladness. But the plan of the Lord stands forever, the design of his heart through all generations. Bless the nation whose God is the Lord. Is he Lord of our nation? Start by making him Lord of your heart. Start by making him Lord of your family. Start that way. If every family does that, he becomes Lord of the nation. And we need him. We need to be one nation under God again. And we start and we work for it in great part by our own personal surrender to God. Our soul waits for the Lord, who is our help and our shield. For in him our hearts rejoice. In his holy name we trust. Bless the nation whose God is the Lord, the people he has chosen for his own inheritance. Bless the nation. We want our land to be blessed. We want our lives to be blessed. We want our family to be blessed. We want to live with him forever. Then cry it out. When you fail, turn away. Just say, I'm sorry, Lord, and go right back to following him. He understands our weakness. He understands our failure. But we have to make the effort to concur with God's grace, that when God offers a grace, we accept it, we receive it, we say, yes, Lord, I will take the strength you give me, I will take the light you give me, I will take the hope you give me, and I will be as faithful by your power and your grace as I possibly can. That's what we want to be doing. That's what we want to be saying and praying. In the Gospel of Luke, chapter 1, verses 39 to 45. Mary set out in those days and traveled to the hill country in haste to a town of Judah, where she entered the house of Zechariah and greeted Elizabeth. When Elizabeth heard Mary's greeting, the infant leaped in her womb, and Elizabeth, filled with the Holy Spirit, cried out in a loud voice and said, "Most blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb. And how does this happen to me that the mother of my Lord should come to me? For at the moment the sound of your greeting reached my ears, the infant in my womb leaped for joy. Blessed are you who believe that what was spoken to you by the Lord would be fulfilled." Look at that beautiful, beautiful relationship between Mary and Elizabeth. Look at both of them carrying a child. Both miraculous. One, because she was barren, she was old, Elizabeth. She should not have been able to conceive, had never conceived, and did conceive. And Mary, saying yes to the Lord, becomes pregnant with the Savior of the world. Both in their own way. Incredible miracles. Look at the beauty of that relationship. Yes, I know, men, it's hard to look at the relationship between two women and think of yourself and another man, and yet there are gifts from God to give us friendships where we know Christ in each other. Men and women, strong, good, healthy friendships. Because of great love for the Lord, we become great friends to one another, support to one another, even more husband and wife, friends of God, real support to one another. That's what God has that brings light and joy, even in the challenges we face. But it's got to be that we're rooted in him, just like Elizabeth and Mary were here, rooted in Christ. Look what God did with them. I want to read in the portion of time that I have here in this program, I want to read to you a brief talk that Pope Benedict gave when he was Cardinal Ratzinger in Germany. He had a radio program too. And this was his program of, it's in the book, Co-Workers of the Truth. Co-Workers of the Truth. And here's what Benedict said. And I want your faith to grow here. And I want you to hear this right before Christmas, because it's important. He says, God created each of us according to his will. And this will is our prime origin. That's where you began, in the will of God. It is not just a remote and a general will, but a particular will for each one of us. However it may seem when viewed from the outside, no one exists solely by chance. Each one has been willed by God and has his own proper place in life. There is for each one a meaning and a role in the universe, each one. And our lives will be all the more replete and happy the more we realize this meaning, the more we incorporate this will into our lives and are one with it. Hence, there arises the next question, what kind of will is this? What concept does God see fulfilled in the human race? For one thing, we can say that he has his own design for each person. That's you. Each one is special. Not merely one example of a product reproduced by the million. Each one is unique, never to be repeated, and willed by God precisely as he is. That is why we say that God calls each of us by name, not just by a concept, but by a name that only this one individual knows and that belongs solely to him. For each one of us, there is a special call. Only if we live attentively in conversation and dialogue with God can we know why he needs us, sometimes in such an apparently insignificant position, and why we are precisely in that position so immeasurably important. If we're doing God's will, it doesn't matter what it is. It will bear fruit. Benedict continues, we need only recall that individuals who are apparently the most forgotten and the most insignificant in the world, a young woman in Nazareth, fishermen on the Lake of Genezareth, they became immeasurably significant. It is not always so evident. It's not evident to our external eyes because we have our own value system that often is not the value system of the gospel. And Pope Benedict says, it is not always so evident, yet God wants each one of us. He needs each one of us so that his world may become what he wants it to be. May we cry out to God today and say, shape me, form me, that I may be what you called me to be, that I might be obedient to your will as Mary was. Brothers and sisters, you pray like that, and God will hear your prayer and answer you. May we all be blessed during this Advent season. Brothers and sisters, to obtain my free booklet, Faith More Precious Than Gold, please call our toll-free number, 1-800-282-4789. That is 1-800-282-4789. Faith More Precious Than Gold. Or go to our website, renewalministries.net, and then click on free booklet, Faith More Precious Than Gold.